I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Pathology reports play an important role in cancer diagnosis and staging, which in turn often helps determine treatment options. To talk about testing cells and tissues for possible cancer is Dr. David Lewin. He's a professor of pathology and laboratory medicine and director of gastrointestinal pathology at MUSC. Dr. Lewin, can you provide a brief overview of what a pathologist does to examine cells or tissues from a patient to see if cancer is present?
So pathologists do a variety of different things with tissues that are taken out either at surgery or biopsies. So if you go see a dermatologist and they take a piece of tissue, a biopsy, it'll get sent to a pathologist. The first primary role is actually to make a diagnosis. So do you have cancer or not? And if the answer is yes, you do have cancer, then the question is, what kind of cancer is it?
And how exactly is a pathologist looking at these cells and really figuring out those two answers?
The first thing is what we call the gross, or just looking at the tissue that's received. And if it's a whole resection of a liver or a resection of an intestine, then just looking at it will give you a lot of information. Is there an abnormal growth in there? Then we'll take different pieces of that tissue to then create microscopic slides. So you'll look at it under the microscope, and then we can examine the individual cells and how the cells are interacting with each other and with the normal tissue. And so by looking at it under the microscope, you can get a pretty good idea, are we dealing with an abnormal cell proliferation, i.e. cancer, or are we dealing with something inflammatory or even normal?
And is cancer easily and accurately visible or diagnosable in this process that you're talking about?
The vast majority of cancers you can identify, you can look at them, say, yes, that's cancer. Yes, I know where that's coming from. It's coming from the breast or it's coming from something else. But there are some cancers that are so similar to normal tissue that we really have to work and say, is this really normal? Is this just a change associated with an infection? Or is this truly a cancerous change? And then at the other end of the spectrum, we have some tumors that look so weird and so abnormal that we know they're cancer, but we can't tell you what kind of cancer it is. For both of those, we have techniques that we can use to help us.
And then what sort of information ends up in a pathology report where indeed cancer is present?
It depends on what type of specimen's being removed. So if it's just a little biopsy, where really the question is it cancer or not? There the answer is yes, it's cancer, and what kind of cancer it is, and maybe a bit more information. If it's a resection specimen where they've gone in to try and take that cancer out, then what you get is type of cancer, how bad is the cancer, how far has the cancer gone along, what type of prognostic indicators can we use? So stage is the major one of those, meaning how big is the cancer, how infiltrative and how extensive is that cancer? Has it gone to lymph nodes? Has it gone to other places? And really, staging for what we do is the most important prognostic factor.
Are there any new pathology tests or approaches on the horizon that might impact cancer diagnosis?
So both cancer diagnosis and treatment are undergoing a revolution, and it's the molecular revolution. People have heard about personalized medicine and precision diagnostics, and all of that is run out of pathology and looking at individual molecular targets that we can use to do new and innovative treatments.
Dr. Lewin, thanks for providing this information about pathology reports.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.